USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An experimental treatment for COVID-19 has gained emergency authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The antibody treatment developed by Regeneron is authorized for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The treatment has been praised by President Trump and was one of the therapeutics that he received while he was hospitalized after contracting coronavirus back in October. Multiple states have put different restrictions into place this week to try to curb the rising cases of COVID-19, including a ban on dancing at weddings in Ohio and a recommendation in Pennsylvania that residents should wear masks in their own homes when guests are over. Congressman Jim Jordan believes measures like this are overreaching. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that a crisis like a pandemic doesn't invalidate the Constitution.
The Constitution is not suspended during a crisis. In fact, I would argue the Constitution is most important when you're dealing with something unique, something big like this.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
As coronavirus cases have been rising across the country, there is hope at recent announcements about two upcoming vaccines. And with that, could door-to-door vaccinations become a thing?
Pfizer and BioNTech have both submitted a request to the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccine to be granted emergency use authorization. Pfizer has said their two-shot vaccine is 95% effective. That company is on track to produce 50 million doses by the end of 2020 and 1.3 billion doses in 2021. BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin says filing for emergency use authorization in the U.S. is a critical step in making their vaccine candidate available to the global population as quickly as possible. The rush to market can be concerning for consumers as the nation faces another potential lockdown, meaning vaccines will then be distributed in closely controlled quarters or door-to-door in-home, leaving those normally not at risk now exposed to the virus. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Chicago-area veteran grabbed an unusual weapon when men tried to enter his home earlier this month. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
An 81-year-old former Marine from suburban Chicago used his grandfather's antique Irish walking stick to chase off three burglars. Dan Donovan and his wife Barbara told the Pioneer Press Group that a man claiming to be a utility worker knocked on their door earlier this month requesting to check their fuse box, but something didn't feel right. They eventually found the poser and two other men in their bedroom. Dan Donovan reached for his grandfather's shillelagh, mollywopped one of them, and chased the men out of their house. Dan Donovan also delivered blows to the windshield and rear window of the SUV the intruders were in before they bailed. He said, quote, "I was trying to find some type of persuasive weapon." From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number 1 Alabama blew out Kentucky 63-3. Number 3 Ohio State got by number 10 Indiana 42-35. Number 6 Florida ran away from Vanderbilt 38-17. Number 7 Cincinnati slid past UCF 36-33. Number 8 BYU topped North Alabama 66-14. Number 19 Northwestern held off number 10 Wisconsin 17-7. Number 11 Oregon beat UCLA 38-35. Number 15 Coastal Carolina remained undefeated with a 34-23 win over Appalachian State, and number 17, Iowa State, shut out Kansas State 45-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.